Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on another Meet Me at the Diner right here live from our new studios at beautiful WCRS. That's right. Hope you're doing well today. Nice warm day, but not too bad. I mean, it really feels pretty good out there. And we have a very special guest today. Bill Cockrell is currently the program director, instructor, HVAC technology at Piedmont Technical College. He has worked in HVAC, I guess we could say, your whole life.
Yes,
he is actually the son of a dear friend of ours, Bill Cockrell, that's right, who did body repair and this type of thing. And we just sold those cases that Bill Cockrell painted for us. We didn't sell them, we actually donated them to Faith Home.
Good.
And they're going to be using them in their new store. And Bill actually took and used automobile paint on those cases, and they lasted since about mid-80s till now.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. So I had to say, when I saw that Bill Cockrell was coming, I was saying, well, that can't be the Bill I know. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And, of course, you have taken over as the program director out there at the HVAC technology program at Piedmont Tech. How did you get to that position, Bill?
Well, it's a lot of doors have opened up for me recently. I owned my own business for over 20 years here in Greenwood and was approached by someone to purchase my business, so I decided to sell.
Wait a minute, that doesn't happen very often.
No, like I said, a bunch of doors open, so it was a divine intervention, you might say. But the job at Piedmont Tech in a maintenance came open, so I took a maintenance position and was an adjunct instructor, a part-time instructor in the evenings. Mm-hmm. And so I was just kind of clicking along doing that, enjoying that, and then all of a sudden this program director position comes open, and I applied and was fortunate enough to get the position and really excited about it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you really came on at a great time because they have totally revamped that program, moved it into a new building. What is it, 10,000 square feet?
Yes, ma'am. We have a new facility that is detached from the main campus, but it is still part of the main campus. We have over 10,000 square feet of lab area, mm-hmm, and classroom area with probably close to 100 state-of-the-art trainers in our lab. So we're really fortunate to have that, and hope to see it grow even more.
You know, I think, if I remember correctly, it is one of the finest HVAC training centers in the state.
Yes, yeah, ma'am. We like to think that we have the nicest. We have definitely spent a lot of time trying to make it that way, and with the state-of-the-art classrooms that we have and also the labs that we have, I would put us up against anybody as far as having the nicest facility around.
Now, you said today you were giving out exams, and one of the things that you were so concerned about was whether these guys, and I don't know, do you have any gals in the program?
Not at the time, but we are working on that.
Okay. It's not a gender-specific...
No, ma'am. We would love to have some ladies in our program.
Okay. But you were wondering whether the guys were paying attention, and you said you've been pleasantly surprised.
Yes, ma'am. I've had two classes already this morning. Today was final exams, and I was really nervous throughout the term if the guys were getting it, you know. But after the exams this morning, I really think that they surprised me. They had it better than I thought that they did, and we'll see if that holds true this afternoon, because we got one more class this afternoon, so let's don't
not want to jinx it.
Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
Ma'am.
Well, I think it's great to see that the program out there is growing, except I understand that part of the problem right now with the HVAC program is everybody's working.
Well,
that's a good thing.
It's a kind of a double-edged sword. That's
right.
A good thing. We have high demand in our industry. I've been getting calls daily from local guys and guys out of county, companies looking for employers. So we kind of got our backs against the wall in having the number of students to offer to the employers. So we have a shortage of folks in the industry right now. So we really hope we can get more folks into the program and be able to supply the demand for the employees.
That's right. And I guess that's because building is up, or why is that?
Well, I just think our economy as a whole is growing right now. Mm-hmm. Unemployment is down, so everyone's working right now, which those are good things.
Right.
But we still would like to get more people in our program to be able to supply the local employers with the people they need.
And I think one of the other things you said, a lot of the people that are taking the classes are people that are already employed and just trying to improve their position within the companies that they're already working for.
Yes, ma'am. A high percentage of our students are, they're already employed, and so they're looking to advance in the positions they're in. So that also makes it tough because we have fewer people to send out there.
That's right. So. But what is the just for somebody that's listening out there, and maybe they have a grandchild, or maybe they're looking at a new future, or, you know, got out of a job, or tired of the job, burn out of the job, whatever the situation is, technical schools are such a good place to hone up on your skills and really take advantage of a change. So what kind of money, because it all comes down to money, does somebody earn that goes into the HVAC field?
Well, I think we talked about this a little earlier about the salary range, and there's such a wide range of salary mm-hmm. in the HVAC field, and there are a lot of different opportunities other than just installation. An installation position would probably pay somewhere between $25,000 and $35,000 a year, and the sky's the limit. As a business owner, it can get double, triple, and even more than that.
Well, I guess I might as well give up this day job and go get involved in this program, because that's more money than what I'm making.
Well, come on out. We'll be happy to have you.
Okay. Now, it says kind of top end as far as, I guess, working for somebody around $60,000 a year. That's darn good in our area.
Yes, ma'am. That's good income. So we look forward to talking with anybody that will be interested in getting into our program. And anyone that may have any more questions about it, or would just like to take a tour of our facility, we would love to have them out.
Now, what would be a number if somebody wanted to call and get more information after you get off the show here? Now, please, while we're on the show, he can't take any personal calls. But what number would they call to get a hold of you, Bill?
Yes, ma'am. They can call me at my office, and that number is 864-941-8473.
Okay. 8473. And I guess that you're available. Well, you've got a 2-week time. Will you still be working during that time?
Yes, ma'am. We'll be on campus for the entire break. So we'd love to have
That doesn't sound like a break, Bill.
Well, it's a break for the students.
Okay.
So we'd love to have people to come by and be able to let them tour our lab and see how nice of a facility we really have. It's I would like to think that we have the nicest facility on the campus, so we'd love to have folks out to take a look at it. We're really proud of it.
Now, when one signs up for classes, what type of program are they? How long is the program?
The program, we've tried to shorten all of our programs to 2 years. Mm-hmm. We'd like to get people through the degree program in 2 years. Now, if that doesn't happen, that's okay. We'll work with you, but that's our goal.
Okay. And what if somebody is working? Do you have, like, evening programs where if they have a day job, they can come to the classes in the evening?
Great question. We do. Our program runs in the day and evening. The same classes that run in the morning normally run in the evening also. So we have some folks who work swing shifts. Mm-hmm. And so if that's the case, from week to week, they may have to come to an evening class or a morning class. And we try to run those classes so that student has the option to attend either one.
So if somebody was working a swing shift, they literally could come to the morning class when they're working at night and vice versa?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Well, that's flexible.
That's pretty flexible, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. When I think of HVAC, basically I always think of heating and air conditioning and homes and businesses, but and that's a big part of it, but aren't there more aspects to it?
Yes, ma'am. The heating and cooling of homes and business is a big part of it, but also we instruct in the refrigeration field. So grocery stores, convenience stores, restaurants.
Hospitals.
Anywhere from ice machines all the way up to 200- and 300-ton chillers. There's a lot of opportunity in this field.
So it's really, and you know, in truth, just about everything we do has to do in some aspect of heating or being cooled, being at the proper temperature. When you think about hospitals, we're not just talking about the temperature in the room. Sometimes you have specimens and whatnot that need to be kept at very specific temperatures or they go bad.
Some of those are very critical, and also for the food industry, that is true also.
What made you get into HVAC?
Well, this was a family business. Jimmy O'Brien, my father, started his own business back in the early 80s.
Forced labor.
Forced labor, yes. But it was a good thing. It's been great for me and provided me with a lot of opportunities. And so we've grown from O'Brien's Heating and Cooling to J&B Professional Services. And now I'm at Piedmont Tech and I'm able to teach some of the folks what I've learned and hopefully grow the industry and make it better here in Greenwood.
You know, I'd be curious there, Bill, how it is to go from being a business owner to an instructor and in a college or technical school environment. That has to be a little bit of a change.
There's a change there, but there's a lot of similarities also. You're still in a supervisory position, you might say.
Right.
And I kind of went from a supervisor as owning my own business.
Right.
And then I first went to work in Piedmont Tech in maintenance and as a part-time instructor, and I thought I was done with stress in my life. So, but I've taken the new position now as program director, and
the
stress is back, but yeah. It's a good thing, and I'm really enjoying it.
You know, I guess students come from all different walks of life. And all different ages, too. Is there an age limit that you have to say, no, you're too old?
I haven't met them yet, but okay. No, ma'am. We have guys and gals just out of high school, and we also have some folks that have, this is their second career.
Or third,
yeah.
Yes.
And we also have guys who are employed and girls who are employed here in our community who are just looking to further their education. We have folks who own their own type of properties, rental properties and that type thing, and they like to come to school to learn the trade to save themselves some money.
Sure.
So there's a lot of different reasons people come to our program. But whatever those reasons might be and whatever age they might be, we welcome them.
Now, just for the record, it's a 2-year program, but you also can get the individual certificates, correct?
That's correct. We have an entry-level certificate, which is our installer certificate. And it covers your basic sheet metal, basic refrigeration, and basic electricity. So that's a good entry-level course. And also that gives you an opportunity to see if HVAC is something that you really want to be involved in.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you have? You have another level after
that? Oh, yes,
ma'am.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. We have the refrigeration certificate, and it's geared more toward commercial refrigeration. And then we advance in our wiring diagrams a little bit. So that's a little bit more advanced certificate. And then we have the heating fundamentals certificate. And this goes into basically gas heating, oil heating, and electric heating, and even some geothermal type heating things too. So we have the 3 certificates. And as I said, all 3 of those certificates, all the content in those certificates would apply to your degree if you decided to go and finish out and have your associate's degree.
So, and you said what? You'd end up with about 60 hours out of those 3 certificates if you took all 3.
This is correct.
And then you'd only have about 10 hours left?
Exactly.
Wow. So if you needed to break it up, now how flexible are you guys with somebody who has to kind of come into the program and then step back from the program because they need to work and they got a family to support or things happen?
Well, we are somewhat flexible. It's better to start our program in the fall because most of our certificates and that's kind of the entry level, you might say, as far as going into the program is in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have folks who start in the spring and in the summer. And now we may have particular courses that will not run back until the summer again. So if somebody starts, you might say, in the off cycle, mm-hmm. but we'll do what we can to accommodate them.
Okay. And just for the record, what does it take to be able to get into the program? I mean, if you haven't been in school in 10 or 15 years and you want to go back to school, that can be kind of intimidating.
Yes, ma'am. You'll have to come back out and do an application, and then there will be some testing to see what level you're on. And if you're not ready at that point to enter the program, Piedmont Tech is there to help you get ready. And so there may be some entry-level things you need to take, but they will help you through that.
Okay. So if you need some tutoring or some training or need some classes to get you up to speed so that you can be successful in the program, I think a lot of times colleges kind of have a bad rap in, well, you got to take all these courses till you get what you really need. But I think at Piedmont Tech, they're really designed to be able to make you successful once you get into your programs.
Yes, ma'am. We do have a tutoring lab, and if I'm not mistaken, is open until 8 o'clock most nights. And they are there. There's someone there all the time that would be willing to help students. And usually it's with an entry-level math or entry-level English, getting back to be able to take the maths and the English that go with our program.
Oh, come on. You don't have math and English, do you, in your courses?
Got to have a little bit.
Okay.
And computer skills.
And so. Computer skills. You yes, know, ma'am. That's the thing. Isn't it so different today than when you started at 14 or 15, whatever you were? I mean, we didn't have all those computer systems back then in the mid-80s, did
we? No, ma'am, we did not. And a lot of the equipment that is in the field now is controlled by printed circuit boards and computer CPU, so that knowledge is something you will need in the field.
Right. So it's totally different
than
the way it is. I was listening on the radio this afternoon, happened to be WCRS, the station, yes, that you're listening to right now, about how, burglary program that you can order for your home, and you can install it yourself for the windows and all this kind of stuff, and it's already pre-programmed, and they already communicate with each other back to a main base, so when you get it, you just go in and plop it here and plop it there, and supposedly it works.
How about that? It's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing.
It'll be nice when they can do an HVAC system like that.
It would be nice.
We come over there, we can both be done.
There you go. And there's a lot of neat things that are happening out there, and it's got to be a lot of changes. It has to be, for somebody that's been in the field, it has to be a little difficult to get to that point. I bet you're going to school all the time, training yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Continue training. We have to do it.
Yeah. And I expect anybody that got a certificate or did training 5 years ago, they need to update all the time. What type of provisions does Piedmont Tech make for that, for somebody that graduates from the program and then things are constantly changing?
Well, we have our continuing education program, and we are trying to develop some programs as we speak to continuing education on the new EPA standards that will be coming out soon. So we are putting together
new EPA standards.
So we are putting together some continuing education for that, and if anyone is interested in some EPA training, we're going to have some really good opportunities on that, so they feel free to call me about that too, and I'll be happy to talk with them more about those opportunities.
See, there's something else. The EPA constantly screwing with everything, aren't they? All right. Well, you can call Bill at 864-941-8473. That's 864-941-8473. So, now, I guess with the computers and everything, it's probably kind of like, we used to think of the car mechanic, the grease monkey, getting all dirty and all this type of thing. It's not really like that anymore, is it?
Well, I don't want to paint too pretty of a picture, but there are a lot of opportunities not to crawl under the house anymore. Just like the thermostats at your home, you can control your home temperature from your telephone now. So it's pretty amazing some of the things, the advancements that have happened in the last 20 years.
Yeah. But it is something that is constantly changing, and that makes it difficult to keep up. Now, as far as young people in the field, I mean, those graduating from high school, getting ready to graduate from high school, what would you recommend for them if we have parents or grandparents listening and saying, I got to find something that this person can do, what would you suggest that they do?
Well, we would love for them to come out, bring their grandchildren, guys or girls, bring them out, tour our facility, tour Piedmont Tech as a whole. There's I want to have them in HVAC, but that's not the only programs we have. But we would love to get them out and take a tour of our facility and show them what we have to offer. And if they don't feel like that's something they're interested in, we would love to show them what else Piedmont Tech has to offer also.
They have a lot of programs.
We do.
A lot of great programs.
We're so fortunate to have it here in Greenwood County.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, the HVAC program, speaking of that, is just here in Greenwood?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you don't have it in Newberry County?
At present, right now, we're just in Greenwood. We are looking at some other opportunities, but at present, we're just in Greenwood County.
Okay, all right. So that's part of the whole picture, and that's does what makes Piedmont Tech right here in Greenwood such a fabulous I would be curious, why did Piedmont Tech make such a big commitment to HVAC? Is it that there's not a lot of facilities around the state? Because they really did make a huge commitment, 10,000 square feet and all this top-line commitment to equipment and everything.
Well, I think it's just been a cornerstone of Piedmont Tech for so long.
Yeah.
And that a large percentage of the technicians in our area have come through the program at Piedmont Tech. So not only has Piedmont Tech made the commitment, industry and contractors in our community are also committed to it because, including myself coming through the program, a lot of us have come through the program here in our community.
So they've had the program for a long time?
Yes, ma'am, since, if I'm not mistaken, the late 60s.
Wow, okay.
So it's been here quite a while.
Wow, excellent. Well, those are some of the things that are going on out there at Piedmont Tech. If you are interested, if you have someone you know that is looking for a new career, a different career, this would be an excellent one to look at. Anywhere from $26,000 to $60,000. That's a very good entry-level job market. And really, if you want to own your own business, God bless you. God bless you. they would love to talk to you just because it is such a good field and has so many different avenues that you can go.
It does.
That's
sure
right.
Does.
Hey, we've got the news coming up here in just a second, so stay tuned right here on WCRS. I'm Ann Eller today. My very special guest is Bill Cockrell. He is the program director for the HVAC technology program out there at Piedmont Technical College. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Ah, that's right. This afternoon, our very special guest is Bill Cockrell, Program Director and Instructor at the HVAC Technology Program out there at Piedmont Tech. We've been talking about all the nuts and bolts of the upper of what it means to be in that field. They said that job availability is projected to grow by 14% nationally between 2014 and 2024. That sounds like a pretty good field to be in there, Bill.
Yes, ma'am. It is a very good field. It's a high demand for employment right now. We have a shortage of qualified employees. And just about everything we do in our daily lives have some connection to heating, cooling, or refrigeration. So just about anything you do at some point during your day is connected to that. And with the temperatures we're having now, I'm sure it's not hard to figure that out.
No, and I mean, I hate to say it, but they always break down, don't they?
Yes, ma'am. And it seems like at the most...
inopportune time.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are looking for a new vocation now, what is the type of person that you say makes a good candidate for this class, for this program, to be in this field?
Well, it's going to take somebody that has some motivation and some drive. It's not a job for everyone because it is hard work, and you have to be motivated to learn the new skills and to continue to learn new skills because the industry is changing around us every day. We have a lot of different opportunities in the traditional heating and cooling systems. We have geothermal systems now, which are...
What does that mean?
Geothermal, we're pulling heating and cooling from the earth. So it's more efficient than what we're used to. So a lot of people are looking at more efficient systems to save money and to save our climate. So we have mini split systems, and we can do single zones or multiple zones with the ductless mini split system. So there's an opportunity there. And a lot of this stuff where we're so used to working off our traditional AC drives, a lot of these new equipments are going to a DC drive, which are more efficient and cost less to operate and leave a better footprint.
Do they cost more to put in, though?
Sure it does.
There's always some catch. Isn't there?
That's the way it is. But so there is opportunity to save money on operating costs. Yes, it may cost a little more on the front end, but on the long haul, it's going to save you. It's going to be a money saving thing, and it's good for our industry and for our climate.
Absolutely. So now. The thing that I don't think we actually covered is that students learn how to fabricate and install air duct systems. That's part of it.
Yes, ma'am. We have a sheet metal, a very nice sheet metal lab with all the up-to-date equipment there. And our students learn to do residential size and calculate the sizes of the ducts and the proper way of installing those ducts. And also we do commercial air ducts. So there's our sheet metal program is a pretty broad program, and we have a great instructor, Mr. Cathcart, who's been doing sheet metal in Greenwood County forever, and I'd like to think he's the best around. So we have a very good instructor in the sheet metal department.
Did he teach you?
He did not. He has taught me a lot of things, though, but not at Piedmont Tech.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask. I mean, you know, you said he'd been there forever. I was just double-checking. Okay. So, and then... Now, what about for the student who wants to go on and own his own business? Is there any of those type of classes, or do you have to take other classes to learn how to, quote, run a business? Because that's a big undertaking right there.
Well, I'm not going to say that our program will teach you how to operate a business, but it will teach you the ins and outs of the heating and cooling side of that business. We do prepare students to take the South Carolina mechanical exam, which to run a heating and cooling business, you would have to have this license to pull permits and to be able to work in South Carolina legally. So our program is gonna help you get that mechanical license, but as far as running your business, you may need some more skills other than just heating and cooling. But yes, we do help people gear toward getting that mechanical license.
Well, you know, that's another thing. You've got to have a license. Now, just out of curiosity, the license that you get here in South Carolina, are they transferable to other states?
They do reciprocate with some other states. Not sure exactly which those states are. I think North Carolina and maybe Florida, but that would be something I would want to advise folks to check on before they pursued going to other states.
Right. But, I mean, I was just curious. Because,
yes, we do reciprocate with some other states.
Yeah. Okay. And does if you have that license, does the state require you to have continuing education?
The state does not require you to have continuing education that I'm aware of, but the EPA does require you to have continuing education.
There's
how about
always
that?
A way.
There's that word again.
Okay. Because, it's just like I have my auctioneer's license, and the state, I'm mandated by the state to have so much continuing ed to renew my license.
Well, the state, per se, does not require us to have continuing education, but normally manufacturers that contractors represent will require them to have continuing education on the type of equipment they are installing or servicing.
Now, the equipment, you know, a lot of people are faced, homeowners, the system breaks down, and there is always the question whether you can repair what you have, or are you better off to bite the bullet and buy a new system?
Well,
what's your advice here?
That's kind of a loaded question there.
Well, that's what I'm famous for, yes.
Well, there's a lot of factors there. You have to look at the age of your existing system. The other thing we have to look at right now is the type of refrigerant your older system is on. Because in 2025, the type of refrigerant that is mostly in our communities now is going away.
Where is it going?
Away. It's not going to be made anymore.
It's not going to be made anymore? What, Freon?
They will not make the type of Freon that is ozone depleting. There's a more environmentally friendly refrigerant in the market now.
I suppose it costs more?
Actually, right now, it's actually less.
Is it? Okay.
It's kind of like...
Is it as effective?
Yes, ma'am. They perfected it where it's pretty good now. But you want to look at the age of your system. You want to look at the efficiency of your system. You may want to look at the payback. How long are you going to be in that residence? Is it a residence for you? Is it a residence for a rental? There's a lot of different factors to look at. But the thing, the age and the type of refrigerant your system is on are the maybe two of the most important factors right now to look at.
And as a graduate of the program, are you going to be able to effectively tell people what the answers should be to that?
Yes, ma'am. I would love to set the chance to sit down and talk to people. In fact, as owning my own business, that was part of owning the business, sitting down and helping people understand the advantages and disadvantages of buying a new system or repairing their existing system. With the R22 refrigerant leaving our industry, it is really time, if a system is older than 10 to 12 years old, I would say, it's really time to start looking at probably replacing, if the repair is, I would say, 50% of the cost of a new system. And in a lot of cases, it is.
Okay. Well, something more. This kind of reminds me of the hot water thing, the hot water heaters. You know, they had that, better get your new hot water heater because they're changing the system the way it was supposed to be. The EPA was doing their thing.
Yes, ma'am. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned water heaters.
That's actually, are you? Okay.
I just wanted to put a plug in for that also. We've actually implemented that to our program because some of the new water heaters are hybrid systems where they actually have a refrigeration system as part of the water heater.
Now, why would they have that?
To save money on operating costs.
Okay.
So it's going to take a refrigeration technician to work on the water heater. So, and I'm really amazed. In fact, I just installed one in my house this week, and the operating cost looks like it's going to be a tremendous difference, and I think the payback will be there in a short period of time.
Is this the tankless water heaters? Is that
no,
what you're talking about?
No, ma'am. That's another option. The tankless water heaters, that's an on-demand. Right. That actually heats when you turn the water heater on.
Right.
The hybrid system is similar to the traditional water heater in the fact that it has a storage tank.
Okay.
So, but the hybrid, in low-demand situations, heats with the refrigeration unit and pulls a lot less power than it would with the traditional just electric element heaters in the water heater. So I guess now you're going to have a plumber and a refrigeration technician to work on your water heater. But they're really nice, and we're implementing that as part of our program. We'll have those in our labs. We actually have one on order now to install, and hopefully it'll be here in the next few weeks, and we'll have that. So there's just a lot of different opportunities in this field, and that's just another one of them.
Now, when do classes start for the new term?
The fall semester will start August the 21st. Mm-hmm. So for everyone wanting to get in the program, now's the time to come out, get your application in, come take a tour of our facility. It's one of the nicest on campus, I like to think. And
I've heard it's one of the nicest across the state.
It is, and it's the most up-to-date and probably the newest one of the newest classrooms and facilities on campus. So we have all up-to-date classrooms, computers. It's really nice. I'd love for folks to come by and see it. We're very proud of it.
All right. Well, all you have to do is call Bill at 864-941-8473. That's 864-941-8473. If you have somebody that's thinking about what are they going to do, there's no excuse that they can't be working. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
You got to get yourself some education. And when you do, you'll be, and if you go in this HVAC program, as we said earlier, South Carolina salary range anywhere from 26 to about 60,000. And of course, the more you're willing to work, the more you're willing to study, the better you'll be able to do out there. So you ought to take a look at this program. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back right here on WCRS.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. WCRS Studios, 637 East Durst Avenue. I'm Ann Eller, and today my very special guest from Piedmont Tech and the HVAC Technology Program is Bill Cockrell. He is the program director, and we've been talking about all the different aspects of learning a great trade. And one of the things we haven't talked about, Bill, is costs. I mean, one of the things that you brought up is they've got to buy some tools and how you get these things paid for and what kind of scholarship programs are out there. Are there any when you go sign up for this program?
Yes, ma'am. There are some opportunities to get some assistance in paying for school. What I would invite folks to do is come out to admissions, and then after admissions, see our financial aid department. They can help you with obtaining South Carolina Education Lottery money. Mm-hmm. We do have several scholarships that are available to apply for. And also there's some programs here in our area with the Upper Savannah jobs that will, if you meet certain requirements, they can pay for your tools for you, pay for your tuition. And so there's a lot of opportunity out there to get help with tuition and tool cost.
Yeah, now one of the things that we hadn't covered actually is that over the period that you are going in school, you've got to purchase about $1,200 worth of tools.
Yes, ma'am. We've actually, that seems like a big number, but we've actually reduced that cost recently because we understand that's a lot of money, and folks sometimes might not be able to purchase $1,200 worth of tools at one time.
Right.
So the way our classes are arranged, that the first semester you would not have to have those $1,200 worth of tools at the very start of the program. You could purchase only the tools needed for those classes. And as you progress through the classes and through the semesters, you may need more tools, but you would not have to purchase them all at one time.
So at the end, you walk away with a toolbox ready to go to work.
Yes, ma'am, you do.
So that's another thing, because how many times have you done something and then you still need the tools to go out and do it, and this way you get them as you need them and probably at reduced cost.
Yes, ma'am. We can help with aid in getting your tools, and some of our suppliers also offer discounts on these tools if you're in our program. And now this will not cover all the tools you will need in the industry,
sure,
but this will be basic toolkit. That's correct.
Well, that is terrific. So if you want to make money, if you have a young person and you don't know what you're going to do with them, maybe you should suggest HVAC. May not have been a field that anybody thought about. And by the way, you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. But it is a growing field. It is a changing field. It is one that has a bright future ahead of it, and it's all out there at Piedmont Tech.
Yes, ma'am, it is. We have folks calling us daily, looking for employees, looking for qualified people.
Now, how often does that happen, Bill?
It's happening daily in our department.
Well,
I can
promise
you that. So with the heat that we're having and with the high demand that employers are putting on us for qualified folks, we would welcome folks to come out and get in our program, and I'd be happy to share more about what's out there and what's available to them in the HVAC field.
That's right. And classes will be starting August 21st. So now is the time to apply. If you'd like to talk to Bill, give him a call, 941-8473. And, of course, you also can go to your website, ptc.edu/apply, and get started today.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. So, Bill, it's been very interesting having you out here, and I know that you are excited and looking for more students, so let's see what we can do to find you some more students so more employers can have employees.
Yes, ma'am. We'd love for the invitation's open for the guys and the gals to come out, take a tour, talk to us, and We'd like to thank you for having us today.
Absolutely. I'm glad to do it. So this is WCRS. Our very special guest today has been Bill Cockrell. He is the program director, instructor out there at the HVAC Technology Program. It is a two-year program if you take the whole program. And another thing is day or evening classes. So if you need to work it in. And I love what you said about the swing shift. If you work swing shift and you're saying, oh, there's no way I could ever go back to school, in this program you can, because if you need to take those day classes and then switch back to night classes, you're offering the same thing in the morning as you are in the evening.
We are, and also with child care, we have some families who the mother may work one shift and the father may work the other shift, and child care becomes a problem. And with the option to come in day or evening classes, that has helped some families with the child care problem also. So there's an opportunity there also.
Well, I tell you what, flexibility in the HVAC program sounds like a great program, and one that we all need, because when we don't have our heat or our air conditioning, we're miserable.
That is correct.
That is. So thanks for coming out today, Bill.
Thank you for having us.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. That'll do it for me. Bye-bye, everybody.